Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. The Creative Podcast. My name, of course, is Andrew Hunter. I'm your host. Of course, you can describe me a lot of different ways. Podcaster, musician, photographer, friend, husband, Jesus lover. But if you could really boil it down to just really one basic thing, you could just call me a creative person. And with that being said, I am here to help you grow the creativity that's inside of you already. There is creativity in there. You just have to find it and pull it out and show it to the world. Now, of course, on today's show, I just want to kind of go over where I've been the last almost 2 months. As you know, if this is your first episode, of course, welcome. Thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you see podcasts, and rate and review the show. I will be making a comeback. This is my comeback tour, if you will. This first episode back. Again, I haven't been recording episodes. I haven't really been doing anything that has to do with the podcast at all for almost 2 months. For that, you know, I would normally apologize, and I am not happy I haven't been doing the podcast, don't get me wrong, but I feel like I needed time to kind of process everything and just kind of get through some different struggles I was going through. So I'm going to kind of talk about where I've been the last 2 months, what I've been doing, and what I've learned. Okay, so without anything else, let's just go ahead and get into where I've been the last 2 months. I've been home. July 1st, I was let go from my job. I'm not going to go into details about that because it's not important. It's one of the best things that happened to me and one of the scariest things that happened to me. Of course, as you may know, if you don't know, please follow me on, if you want more information about me personally, follow me on Twitter. You can follow the show at The Creative Pod, and you can follow me personally at ALHPROPHOTO. That's my personal Twitter, and I haven't been posting a lot there, but I will be resuming that very shortly as well. But again, on July 1st, I was terminated from my job, and that was kind of a scary time for me. That was really the first time I've really been terminated from a job, and I had been there for about a little over six years actually. So I was pretty comfortable with what I was doing. So I had to really start from scratch, and that's, for lack of a better word, scary as hell, because let me be perfectly honest, I wasn't 100% happy with the position I was in. I wasn't, and so again, it is scary, but it's one of the best things that I could have ever had happened to me, because I wasn't going to get out of that position or out of that situation myself. So it was something that I wanted to get out of. So I'm not upset at all at the company I worked for. I'm blessed to have worked there for so long and learned so much. But it was time for me to part ways, and without me getting pushed out the door, there wouldn't have been any way for me to do that. You know, I have a wife, and I want to provide for her and care for her because she's the most important thing to me. So with that being said, I left my job July 1st. And within the month, I did find another job, and I've already been there. This will be my third week there, so I've already got a position. I've already went through training. I'm already working. So yeah, I'm doing customer service, and that's great. And that's what I've really been great at for my entire career as just a working person. But creatively, the month off of work was incredible. I had the opportunity to go and play music pretty much the entire month, and that's what an amazing opportunity. I got to go to jams all over the area here where I live in Central Florida, over in Melbourne or Brevard County. There's great places to play. Of course, I want to give a great shout out to Open Mics over on US 1 and Babcock Street, Lose Blues over on A1A and O'Galley Causeway area right there, and then Winefields Sports Bar. That place is an interesting place, but the musicianship there is top notch, and I really got pushed. One of the last nights that I was able to go out before I started working again full time, I went over and got to play with Aaron Rhodes, who is a fantastic all-around musician, but just a great guitar player, David Pastorius, who is actually the nephew of Jaco Pastorius, one of the most incredible jazz bassists and just bassist of all time. I got to play with both of those guys, and I have to be honest, I was definitely pushed musically as a percussionist drummer. There were things happening that I didn't think I was going to be able to keep up with, but they pushed me right to the limit and a little bit past, and I was able to keep up, which is a great experience, and really, it really humbled me to know that I was able to keep up with such top-notch musicians. You know, these guys have been on recordings, and David Pastorius is actually on tour right now with a national act, so it's just very interesting that I was able to do that. But without being let go from my job and having a scary time, I would never have had the opportunities to go out and make connections with people. So really what I want to talk about today are is kind of two different things. The first, being humble. And the second, how do you start over from scratch? So I kind of want to get into that a little bit to really kind of give you some insight on how I did it and how I'm still continuing to be humbled and begin restart what I was doing. So the first thing is you need to be humble. When you have not really many options, you need to be humble and honest with yourself and understand that you're not going to be perfect for every position or every situation you're going to be put yourself in. As a creative person, being humble is very, very important. There are so many times that I meet people, not just musicians, but you know, painters and writers that think they're just amazing, which is fine. You know, there are times where I feel pretty good about what I do and what I'm producing creatively. There are times where I know that I'm not producing what I should or that I'm not right for a certain style. You know, I'm not a great metal drummer by any means. I'm not even that great of a rock drummer, but I know where my niche is. And you just need to be humble and know that you can't do everything. I did apply for lots of different jobs, and that's a humbling experience as well. And I have a lot of respect for people that are going out and interviewing. It takes a lot of determination and a lot of guts to put yourself out there. And again, it was 6 or 7 years since I had to write a resume, and my last resume was very short because I didn't have much experience doing much of anything. I had some experiences, but not a ton. But walking into a place and saying, "Hey, I would like to apply for a job," applications are daunting and they're hard to do, and it kind of humbles you to know that, you know, other people are doing this. When you walk into an interview situation and there's 20 other people there, you feel like, wow, I have no chance at this. And obviously, you want to stay humble, but you also want to have some self-confidence. And that's where the new beginnings really start. You know, if you do stay humble, but you know what you're good at, it's a great opportunity for you to have self-confidence. You know, really work on your flaws, of course. Whatever you're not able to do to the level that you like to do it, but definitely show off your strengths. And that was something that you know, writing a resume again, I had to do. I had to really say, well, what really makes me unique or special? And you know, it was hard to find. Luckily, my wife helped me, and I was able to find some stuff that really helped really, you know, make me shine, which I thank her very much for. But again, starting something from scratch is difficult. But if you stay humble and ask questions and say, well, you know, I'm really not comfortable with that. Can you help me? You know, a lot of creative people, they don't want to have people help them because it feels like, oh, well, if I have somebody help me, it's going to be their project too. Not necessarily. You know, it's never bad to get input from people. Creative people, their creativity and their art is their baby. And it's something they're so passionate about. And so it's something that they hold so dear to their heart that they don't want anybody else to touch it because they're afraid they're going to break it or mess it up. Believe me, I understand that. But when you humble yourself and you say, hey, I know this is pretty good, but is there anything that you might do differently? The thing about asking questions is you don't have to take their advice and use it, but maybe you hear something like, oh, okay, well, maybe that's what I'm thinking, and you could take it and make it your own still. So please don't think what I'm saying is, oh, go out and ask people for their opinion, because you need everybody's opinion. You don't need everybody's opinion. You need certain people's opinions. So again, stay humble. It's never a bad thing to be humble. Again, speaking with David Pastorius, there's something he had said to me that really kind of struck me. He was like, I didn't even know you played drums. I was like, well, yeah. He's like, I've never seen you play before. I was like, well, sure. He's like, it's always the most unassuming people that are just like the beast on their instruments. And that really made me feel proud, even though I was being humbled. It made me feel like, wow, okay, so it's working. What I'm doing is working. You know, I'm not going out and saying, oh, I'm the best drummer ever, because by far I'm not. But I know what I'm good at, and I will do that. And of course, I'll ask questions and help and get help from other people on things I'm not good at. You know, and that's something that's really important. So, more of the new beginnings. What I'm doing now, like I said, is more customer service oriented and things like that. But during that month that I didn't have any work, like I said, I was going out and playing jam sessions and things like that. So that opened up a lot of opportunities for me to meet new people, and had some opportunities to audition for different groups and things like that. And I actually have an audition coming up week on next Tuesday for our church band. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So there's lots of different things I've been doing in the time that I have not been doing a podcast. I just haven't really created a bunch of things. I've been kind of in a holding pattern. Again, my main goal and objective as a creative person, but really as a husband, is to make sure that everything's taken care of for my wife. Luckily, and we were blessed, blessed by God, really, to actually be able to maintain everything that we had. You know, we had to make some sacrifices when I lost my job. Like right now, we don't have cable, but we do have internet, so we have Hulu and Netflix and all that. But we've saved like $80 a month. Like that's incredible, not having cable, and it's I haven't really missed it. I haven't missed it one bit, actually. It's been really nice, I would say. It's something that I can say with you know, confidence. We didn't really need cable. It's okay. So with that being said, when you start over, it is going to be difficult. It is going to be hard, and it's going to be scary. But just know that you will make it. If I can make it through that situation, you know, of losing my job and not knowing where next week's paycheck's going to come from, or how we're going to cover rent the next month. You know, rent was due that day when I lost my job, and also rent went up by like $150 that month for our new lease. So, believe me, it's scary when you're looking at your bills and you're like, well, we have that. Like half of our money coming in now. How are we going to cover all these bills? Like I said, God provided and we made it. Was it difficult? Yes. Did we have like peanut butter and jelly a bunch? Yes. But we made it. And, you know, now I'm getting a paycheck again. It's not as much as I was getting before, but it's a paycheck. And I'm working somewhere where I feel respected and I feel appreciated and encouraged. And not to say that wasn't the case at my last job, but there's just something different about this job that I really, really enjoy. The atmosphere is really great. The people I'm working with are just really fun to work with, and it's just a fun work environment. And the people I'm working with over the phone are really, really sweet and nice. In most cases, there have been a few people that are a little interesting, but in most cases, I've had great experience with my clients. So it's been really, really nice, and I feel more at peace now. You know, again, new beginnings can be difficult, but if you stick it out and you really just push forward, it can be so beneficial to you. I've had the opportunity to go see my family. I have also the opportunity now to go to church on a consistent basis, something I have not done in like 6 or 7 years. It's something not to take for granted, to be able to spend time with my wife and go to church. It's an incredible opportunity for me, and I'm so honored and blessed that I have the opportunity to start over, but also start over in a way that's beneficial to me and my wife. you know, maybe not in financial benefits, because again, I'm making less money now, but just in emotional and just home life benefits, my wife might disagree, but which I know she doesn't, but you know, obviously more money is great, but being happy and having time to spend with your wife is incredible as well. So it's definitely something that's definitely helping me out. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of give you guys a recap of where I've been the last 2 months. Like I said, I know it's been almost 2 months since I did a podcast or an episode. And I am sorry, but I've also been rebuilding things that got tore down. So I wanted to make sure I had a base so that way I could continue to build on that with you and help you grow that creativity. Now, are you going to be creative all the time whenever you're rebuilding? No. Sometimes you're just in just like move forward mode and you just need to get from point A to point B, and you don't really, it doesn't really matter how you get there. You're not going to be creative about it. You're just going to try to go straight to where you need to be. There are times where you can just take a break and just relax. Even when it's difficult, even when everything around you is just going crazy, sometimes you just need to sit down for just a second, take a deep breath, drink a cup of coffee, and just relax for 5 minutes. And if you do allow yourself to relax just a little bit, the creativity will start perking back up inside of you. Just trust me, that's exactly what I've been doing. You know, my schedule's way different now. I'm working like 3:30 to midnight, almost, you know, when I'm working. So my schedule's way different. So now my creativity is usually more in the evening. So my body's still adjusting to getting back and doing more creative things in the morning now. So it takes time. It's when you change your entire lifestyle and your schedule, your body and your mind and your spirit and everything just kind of has to kind of morph around your new surroundings. But when you change your surroundings, when you change what's around you, you have to just kind of trust that you're going to be able to get from point A to point B. And that really goes back to something that a really important person in my life, Pastor Trevor, was my youth pastor when I was growing up. He actually spoke on that this last Sunday at when I visited my parents' church. So shout out to him as well. I know he's probably listening. But it's definitely something that you really, again, just need to stay humble. You need to stay open, and you need to listen to what's going on around you, and look out for opportunities to start over. You know, to recap, it's not going to be easy to stay humble because you're trying to just go out there and hustle and find what you need to find. But just understand that if you stay humble and do what you do best, someone will find a need for what you are able to produce and what you're able to do for them and with them. And whenever that person finds you and pulls you out, it'll be that perfect place for you to be in, okay? Trust me, I didn't think it was possible for me to find something that I would really, really enjoy, because for 6 years I was a photographer, and I still love photography. I have to be honest, I haven't picked up a camera in almost 2 months, and that is not good. That's something I need to work on. But, you know, if not doing photography, I have been playing drums, and that's something that I've always been passionate about as far as back as I can remember. So it's definitely something that's important to me, and you know, new beginnings, like I said, are not easy, but you'll definitely get through it. If I can make it, so can you, okay? So with that being said, guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all the support, and I cannot make any promises that I'll have episodes every single week, but that is my goal. And goals, you know, this goal is not set in stone, but I'm definitely going to attempt to do an episode every single week. As my body is getting used to my new schedule, I am able to get up earlier and be able to do things and not be so tired. So as that's happening, I'm going to do my best to be able to bring an episode to you guys each week. It might be a little random as far as the days, depending on what's going on in my life, but I'll definitely do my very best to get that out to you. So until next time, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Creative Podcast. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget, you can follow the Creative Podcast on Twitter at the Creative Pod. Of course, if you have not already subscribed on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, make sure you subscribe there. and of course leave ratings and reviews on all those platforms. It really means the world to me. It really helps grow the podcast. Now that I'm going to be producing more episodes, please help get the word out that I am back, and I'm going to do my very best to have an episode every single week. So if you can share posts on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that, please do that. It, like I said, it means the world to me, and it really encourages me that people are hungry for the episodes and the content, and that would really help drive me. It would also humble me, as we talked about before, knowing that people are actually wanting to hear what I have to say. So without anything else, guys, thank you so much for listening this week, and I will talk to you very, very soon. Like I said, please keep in contact with me. Also, if you guys do have any questions, concerns, comments, anything like that, you can also email the show, thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. All right? So until next week, guys, please go out. If you have not already started a new beginning. Do something new. Try something new. You're going to fail, but you're going to have success and failure as well. So please do not be afraid of new beginnings and go out and try something new. Until next time, guys, I will talk to you later. Thank you. Have a great day.